WPHM. It's Port Huron's only local morning talk show. Back to Paul Miller on WPHM.
It is 8:42 now on this Tuesday morning, and time to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, on this beautiful day in Port Huron, on the first day of school back today.
Get everybody off on the bus and on to school?
I did. They got the two littlest ones are still in school, so seventh grader and then a third grader. So
oh, boy.
Spent a little time at Thomas Edison Elementary this morning.
Well, good for you. I mentioned earlier this morning I watched more than I anticipated of the Aretha Franklin funeral. On Friday, I started watching all the arrivals, and I thought, man, this could be a long funeral. And I was off on Friday, so I went to the movies, and I went grocery shopping, and came back, turned on the TV, and said, holy cow, that thing's still going on. It was 7.5 hours long.
7.5 hours. Holy moly. I did not know that. Okay.
That was a tribute. But you know what? It was fascinating to watch. Got a lot more insight into who Aretha Franklin was and the influence she had on so many people. But what wasn't mentioned in the funeral, but has been mentioned in the news, is the fact that she didn't have a will.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you just kind of assume that everybody has their affairs in order. And one of the things you realize with some of these celebrities that pass on is they, including people just like you and I, a lot of times neglect to get their affairs in order before they pass on. And it can leave quite a mess to your loved ones. If that's the way you do your business, which means you don't take care of your business, you can leave quite a mess behind.
We're all going to die. There's no getting around it. Aretha Franklin knew she was dying. She had a terminal illness. She had amassed about $80 million in wealth, but didn't make any provision for who was going to get what.
Yeah, and I think that's a mistake that a lot of people make, and unfortunately celebrities are not immune to that. And if, you have that kind of wealth and you don't leave a will or some sort of estate plan, the unfortunate part behind that is then what happens is your estate is distributed by the state laws. So now all of a sudden we got the courts involved and lawyers and judges and rulings. And I think what it does then is it allows you to leave your estate open for litigation, to have it drawn out, to have it maybe, most importantly, not go according to your wishes. So what ends up happening, someone else decides what should happen to your estate versus maybe what you want. And what they decide and what you wanted to have happen maybe aren't the same thing.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. I think one of the reasons a lot of people don't do it is the same reason they don't do any financial planning or anything else. It just seems overwhelming to them.
Yeah, I think it does. And I think it's one of those things, like you said, unfortunately, the one thing inevitable is we're all going to pass away. And I think it's maybe sometimes a glimpse into your own mortality if you decide to do some estate planning. I think some people are maybe superstitious that think maybe that's
None of us like to think about it.
No, and not too many people like to think about what's going to happen when they die. But at the end of the day, you need to have those things taken care of so that you alleviate any kind of stress for your heirs, that you make sure if you want to leave some provisions for a charity, you want to make sure your children are taken care of, you want to make sure your grandchildren are taken care of, you want to set up some sort of estate, some sort of education plans through your estate. All those things can be accomplished with the proper planning. So I think procrastination when it comes to financial planning or estate planning, all those things, people should really take a look at those and, have some of those unpleasant thoughts maybe go through your mind as far as what could happen. But more importantly, make sure that you're making things as easy as possible for the people you're leaving behind.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that you can at least start the conversation in your office, right?
Yeah. One of the things we always talk about is, we're not attorneys. We don't draft the actual documents. But I think my job as the financial advisor is to sit down with the client and walk them through, what are the different possibilities? What are the things they want to have happen? And importantly, more importantly, sometimes what you don't want to have happen. So some people have a pretty good idea, well, I don't want this to happen and I want to make sure this doesn't happen. So sometimes that's just as important as the things you do want for your estate as some of the things you don't want. And if you'd circle back to the Aretha Franklin situation, she had a special needs child. So when you have a special needs child, there's some different things that have to be done through an estate plan. So as far as I know about her son, is he'll need some sort of ongoing care throughout the rest of his lifetime. So some provisions probably should have been made for that.
Yeah.
Prince's estate, going back to the celebrity
thing. Oh, that's
right,
yeah.
Prince passed away a couple of years ago with like a $200 million estate, and his estate is still in court, and everybody's still battling over what's going to happen with that. So I think you want to make sure that you have your things in order so that those types of things don't happen to you.
And don't wait. I think a lot of times people think, well, I'm not going to die until I'm 80 or 90 or 100, so I don't need to worry about it yet. None of us know what tomorrow might bring, let alone today.
Absolutely. And anything can happen at any given time. And some people, you know, what I've heard through the news and the outlets is about Aretha Franklin, she was a very private person. Well, one of the things we always talk about is make sure everybody has a will, which is important. But what a will is basically written instructions to the probate judges what you want to happen to your estate. But probate proceedings are open to the public. Anybody that wants to know how much money you had in your estate, you know, who you gave money to, all of that stuff is public knowledge once it goes through the probate process. So some people that are more private may choose to do a trust. What a trust allows you to do is bypass the probate process altogether and make provisions for your estate and therefore not have it public record and not have anyone know about your estate. So for some people, a trust is more important than a will. I mean, you still need a will, but a trust is another added option that you can add into your estate plan. So one of the things we talk about in our office is three main documents that everybody should have, regardless of age, regardless of financial status, is everyone should have a will. I think that's the cornerstone of the financial plan. Everybody should have a durable power of attorney, and everyone should have an advanced directive or a medical directive that talks about your medical wishes. You know, and that's another thing we don't like to talk about is if we were in a coma or being prolonged on life support. You know, we want to make sure that we've made those decisions in advance so that we're not leaving that burden to our loved ones. We've already made the decision as far as what kind of advanced medical care we want to have. Do we want to have our life prolonged artificially? If you make those decisions in advance in writing, then your children or your other family members are not necessarily making those decisions. They're just enforcing the wishes that you've already laid out in advance. And I think that's important, too.
It's all part of the big picture when you're planning your retirement, how you're going to put your kids through college, all the financial questions that you have. One of them is what's going to happen after I'm gone. And that's something that you can certainly cover, Dave. When somebody meets with you, what do they need to do ahead of time? Just give you a call and make an appointment?
Yeah, I think that's always the best thing to do is just call the office, make an appointment, whether it's talking about financial planning or estate planning or education planning. All of those are parts of the financial planning process, and they're all things that we walk people through. And contact my office. The phone number is 810-987-5370. Our office is located right downtown Port Huron at 527 Huron Avenue.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Dave. Dave Betts with Ameriprise Financial on WPHM. 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock.